I'm Glenn Rawson, and welcome. There were two trees in the Garden of Eden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. They were opposites. After partaking of the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden and were not allowed to return and partake of the tree of life. And from there, it seems as though the entire Bible is a continuing saga of man's fall from that mysterious tree. What was that tree, and how do we get back to it? That's the story. 34 centuries later, Nephi saw the tree of life in a vision. He described it as beautiful, white, and precious above every other tree. He described the fruit as most desirable to make one happy. Now, if that's the case, what is this great tree and how do we partake of its fruit? That was Nephi's question. While he pondered upon that and its meaning, he was caught away in a vision, and interestingly, he saw the most beautiful and fair of women in the village of Nazareth. It was Mary, the mother of Jesus, who would not be born for another 600 years. The next thing he saw was Mary, caught away in the Spirit of the Lord, and when he saw her again, she was carrying that baby in her arms. After seeing these things, Nephi was then asked if he understood now the meaning of the tree. Yea, he said in answer, it is the love of God which sheddeth itself abroad in the hearts of the children of men. Do you see? God's love is like a great and beautiful tree shading and nourishing this earth. The tree of life was a representation of God's love manifested in the coming of Jesus Christ. Indeed, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Christ is the living embodiment of God's love for us. His word and gospel, like a rod of iron, lead us back to that tree of life or tree of love. Christ came to lead us back to that very tree from which Adam and Eve were barred. And when we partake of that fruit or that love by the Holy Ghost, there is nothing in this world more powerful, more pure, more joyous to the soul than the love of Almighty God. Indeed, Nephi would later say, he hath filled me with his love even unto the consuming of my flesh. To receive that love of God is a gift. It is our most desirable mortal experience. To know that love is to live abundantly, and to live without God's love in our life is only to exist. Life has always been, and still is, all about love. God for his Son, the Son for us, and us for each other. That perfect, pure, and unfailing love is called charity. Seek for it. May it take root in your heart and become a tree of life that reaches toward heaven and nourishes and shelters your family and friends.
He lives. hungry soul to feed. He is to bless in time of need. He lives to grant me rich supply. He lives to guide me.
Prepare.